So I want to talk about two things today, DHL and global partnership. First, DHL and the union Tümtas. This is a union in Turkey, a union with a flair for organising very brave and determined leaders and activists. Their vision was to unionise Turkey's logistics sector, and they went out to win that battle with a fierce approach. This union was able to win their recognition after 500 days. Yes, a 500-day strike. It wasn't possible without international solidarity. But this was more than a win just for Turkey. This is a strategic win that opens the door for all DHL workers worldwide. Today, Deutsche Post is tied into an agreement via the German government to talk to both the ITF and our colleagues and comrades from Uni. This is a direct result of a complaint we made under the OECD guidelines about this Turkish case amongst others. This is another big win because it gives us a massive opportunity to build union strength. It's an example that really shows how global unions, their affiliates, their members can work together. My second point is it wasn't just a partnership between Uni and the ITF. We were already close working in this project, but we had to widen the global support. We had to look to our other sister global unions, especially industrial and the IUF, whose members were very much involved in producing the goods that were being routed through DHL's Turkish warehouses. We also worked with the ITUC, and we asked for global solidarity from the Global Council of Unions. And it wouldn't have been possible to deliver a result on the ground without international political support. And this comes with a backdrop in Turkey of continuing terrible union abuses and, of course, last year's Gezi Park repressions by the government. So thank you, Sharon. Thank you, ITUC. And thank you, GC, Global Council of Unions. Additionally, we worked with TUAC, and one of the most significant successes for us here was the complaint under the OEC guidelines on multinationals. This is a new way to take our fight into the boardroom. And of course, we are in Berlin, and it's a pleasure to be here with the colleagues from DGB, but this success in DHL wouldn't have been anywhere near possible without Verdi's international approach and their acceptance as what we call the home union, and their ability to bring their leverage to the table make it utterly crucial, and we also thank them. But let's also look at the other options that we looked at. We discussed with ethical investment experts to see how we could impact on DHL's, not only DHL's customers, but also their investors. And they didn't give up, and we didn't give up. We published reports exposing the abuses, very similar to those issues you saw at T-Mobile. We went to DHL's annual general meetings and made a lot of noise. We turned up at events DHL was sponsoring, London Fashion Week, for example. We went after their clients, attacking their corporate social responsibility. We kept the pressure on, reminding DHL all the time that they would not go away. And together we won. And now we're on the offensive, building a global network of DHL unions. We also have grievances that must be addressed. This result has shown us how we can work together better and how we can work more closely, more effectively. So let's think supply chains. How strong can we be in the global labour movement if we organise global companies across the supply chain? Production, transportation, retail. Trade unions sticking together along these strategic supply chains hold enormous power. Colleagues, yes, we can do this, but only together. If we share our power, we will build greater power. If we use all the tools available to us, sharing information, research, resources, and most of all, if we invest in the strength of our unions on the ground. Yes, we will win.